French oil major Total and its partners Qatar Petroleum, Canadian Natural Resources and a local South African consortium called Main Street have made a potentially play-opening discovery with the Brulpadda 1 well in our deep-water Otanikwa Basin. That's roughly 180 kilometres southeast of PetroSA's Mossel Bay gas-to-liquids plant. It announced this last Thursday, and it's at the upper end of the rumoured expectations that were swirling in the marketplace of 1 billion barrels of oil and gas. As a country, South Africa imports roughly 500,000 barrels per day of oil, so it's potentially massive, quite apart from the windfall for Total and its exploration partners, for the country as well. Well, I've got Adewale Fayemi, General Manager for Total E&P South Africa, on the line. Evening, Adewale, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me, Joe.
You said in your press release that you've made a significant gas condensate discovery in the Brulpadda prospects. That's Block 11B and 12B in that Otanikwa Basin. And I think the most pressing question is obviously going to be on the cost of production. If it costs $80 a barrel to extract whatever oil there is, we'll probably have to put the corks back in the bottles. Any ideas at this stage how much it might cost to extract this bonanza?
As you saw, we just drilled the first well in this block, and we announced this discovery. As I speak to you, the exact figure of volume of what is there, we're still analyzing data, and that will take some time before we know that. So it's pretty too early and totally premature to say this is what's going to be the cost of production. Because we're still in the exploration phase. We're going to be shooting seismic, acquiring seismic data from March to April. And then we have other prospects to drill within the block in the coming years. So we still need to do all this before we can say, well, okay, this is a development plan. Mm. And then come up eventually with this is how much it's going to cost to produce the resources. So it's pretty too early to talk about the cost of production. Mm.
Early days, but still enough to keep you interested. Obviously, this is Total's second bite of the Brulpadda cherry, because you were previously exploring at the well in 2014, but stopped because of the harsh weather. It's pretty rough seas out there.
Yeah, it's, the weather is weather. What we did between 2014 and 2018, before we drilled this well, is we went back, did a lot of studies, engineering studies, and came up with design and got a very robust rig, that is used to drilling in harsh conditions. And then we came back to drill this well. And we've drilled the well successfully and safely too. And which has confirmed that all our design, all the engineering studies we did really paid off. Okay? Now we know we can drill there safely. So this is what we're going to look at repeating for the next well to be drilled. Clearly, what we've seen, what was encountered in the Brulpadda well is encouraging enough, okay, for us to continue our exploration activities. So, yes, this will continue.
At this stage, is there any indication as to what the potential oil-gas split might be?
Again, at this point, because, the oil-gas split, in terms of exact figures, no. But as you said, the main thing that we see, the major part is gas from this well. Again, like I said, there are other wells to be drilled. When we drill the other wells, will we come up with the same thing, or will the split be different? Mm. That's we need to wait and see that. But clearly, today, what I'm saying is gas condensate predominantly. What's significant today, we've seen, yes, is the gas condensate.
That is significant for South Africa. If we can get some of our regulation lined up, we know a lot of our open cycle gas turbine units are set up to run on diesel, so they would have to be rejigged to run on gas, but we certainly need them at the moment with Eskom and the load shedding that's doing the rounds. Surely this resource is still years away from being tapped to that extent, but it's still exciting because it does seem to imply more oil and gas on the coast of South Africa and other blocks. Is that what you suspect?
You are absolutely right by saying that, because now we've drilled this well, so we've encountered this, so it means, I mean, there is a potential for more oil and gas resources off South African coast. So that's why, as a company, we're happy being in the lead, being the pioneer to make this discovery that is opening a new, say, petroleum basin, a new frontier in Africa within the South African coast.
Are you happy with the current regulation in South Africa for oil extraction?
We are quite happy with the decision of the minister to split the petroleum bill from the mining bill, basically. Because, I mean, you know, as you know, mining is a very developed sector in South Africa. Petroleum is new. So we as a company welcome this decision. And I think the industry as well has welcomed this decision. We also thank Minister Mantashe for his support, for his promised support to the industry. So we're looking forward to working with the authorities, I mean, to end up having a win-win situation, which will really push the project forward, and will let the other players also ramp up their activities.
As we saw the minister tweeting ahead of the mining indaba last week, I think it was last weekend, from the rig, that the total exploration project in the Western Cape is one of the most important projects underway in the country. We believe the project will help turn our economy around. So certainly ringing endorsements that from the Minister of Minerals and Energy. Adewale, early days, as you said, but no doubt very exciting and potentially catalytic find in that Otanequa Basin. Thanks for your time.
Thank you very much.
That was Adewale Fayemi, General Manager for Total E&P South Africa, talking about the Beryl Potter discovery. And let's hope that further drills and further seismic testing do confirm what is suspected to be down there, which could be a potential game changer for the country if we manage it correctly.